This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, December 8th, 2021. I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network. I read the news so you don't have to. Jack in the Box will acquire Del Taco in a transaction valued at approximately $575 million, including existing debt. Jack in the Box and Del Taco will have more than 2,800 restaurants spanning 25 states. Darren Harris, CEO of Jack in the Box, said, "This is a natural combination of two like-minded challenger brands with outstanding growth opportunities. This acquisition fits squarely in our strategic pillars and helps us create new opportunities for franchisees, team members, and guests of both brands." Always Best Care Senior Services announced that it will deploy its own remote patient monitoring solutions across its franchise system throughout 30 states. Always Best Care will now be able to provide clients with real-time monitoring of vital stats and round-the-clock access to certified clinicians, helping patients avoid trips to the doctor's office or emergency rooms. Jake Brown, president and CEO, said, "We are pleased to offer an innovative new service to Always Best Care clients as we partner with Enelto, a leading provider of cutting-edge remote patient monitoring and personal safety technologies and services." H&R Block released a new report, Insights on American Perseverance, outlining how Americans have persisted through the COVID-19 pandemic. Karen Orozco, H&R Block's president, said, "Our clients give us a unique perspective on how this unusual time has changed our country. Their experiences reveal just how strong American resiliency is, even in the face of unprecedented pressures." Insights include millennials and Gen Zers jumping into the stock market. Over the past year, millennial participation in the market grew by 4.5 times, and Gen Z participation doubled. People under 29 were 55% more likely than older generations to have made money in cryptocurrency. 13% more teenagers and 20-somethings filed their taxes independently for the first time, instead of their parents claiming them as dependents, likely to take advantage of stimulus payments. And couples under 40 without children and earning more than $100,000 annually moved most frequently and farthest during the pandemic. As the holiday season arrives, Exit Realty Corp. International is recognizing its franchise owners and agents nationwide and the charities they support through the company's Spirit of Exit Dollar for Dollar Matching Program. A portion of every transaction fee the company receives is applied to a matching fund that benefits registered charities selected by Exit's agents. The program has already allocated $6.8 million to charity. Tammy Bunnell, co-chair of Exit Realty, said, "Our associates are passionate about giving back and work tirelessly to raise funds that benefit charitable organizations in their local communities. By supporting these efforts through our Spirit of Exit Dollar for Dollar Matching Program, we can potentially impact every community where an Exit office exists." Back with People News after a word from today's sponsor, Exults. Creating solutions and driving results for over 15 years, Exults is founded on the foundation of driving results. Recent demand has picked up in the digital human resources and recruiting space, and Exults is driving qualified candidates to clients. Exults also drives digital public relations online, allowing your franchise to control the conversation related to your brand. Learn more at Exults.com. Exults, driving leads, driving results. In People News, Sheila Fisher has been promoted to Senior Vice President at MFV Expositions. Allison Zorich has been promoted to President of Franchise Development at Premium Service Brands. Sean Carrick is now VP of Franchise Development at Smoothie King. Desange International, owner of Fantastic Sam's and other brands, announced Thomas Boitz as Chief Executive Officer. Shipley Donuts has hired Bob McGann as the new CFO, and Doug Wilmarth is joining Mooya as president. Congratulations and good luck to you all. In events news, The Franchise Show will be back again and in person in early 2022, this time in Dallas at the Dallas Market Hall, January 21st and 22nd, and in New York, New Jersey at the Meadowlands Expo Center, January 29th and 30th. Over the years, over 500,000 business ownership candidates have attended The Franchise Show's events, and I will be there podcasting from the exhibit hall floor and chatting with some great brands. If you're interested in exhibiting and speaking to great great candidates in person at some of these great upcoming events, contact Michael Higham at michael@nationalevent.com about available booth space. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thanks for listening to the Franchise News Podcast on the Social Geek Radio Network.